Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
You're going to start today by telling us about virtual tours. This is a really cool story. Explain.
Yeah, so Hudson Virtual Tours in Troy is a real estate photography company that uses virtual reality technology to create detailed 3D models of buildings. The owner is now pursuing a number of other projects using the technology that he describes will be the next mega trend in tech. V. Owen Bush created a second business called Scan to Plan. The company is hired to scan an entire building ahead of a renovation, and it 3D models the structure, the plumbing, electrical, HVAC systems, and more. The goal is to help architects streamline their work to focus on design and not have to do all of the measurements and modeling up front. Bush said the pandemic has created a lot more activity for the companies. He's been doing special projects for schools, museums, art galleries. Mapping the spaces has allowed some of these places to offer 3D tours while facilities were closed. He's also working on a secure app for the jewelry company Tiffany & Co. The app will allow Tiffany & Co. to virtually supervise the construction happening at each of its locations worldwide. Companies, engineers, and architects had to stop flying around the world to do site visits when the pandemic hit. The app instructs staff at each of the locations where to take the photos of the space using a 360-degree camera. The photos are then uploaded into a database, and the company can monitor progress as often as new photos are uploaded. Once the software is finished with development, Bush thinks he'll be able to sell it to any retail chain that wants it. Bush sees the technology as the next major digital trend because it allows the ability to create basically a digital replica of the world. And he says the possibilities are endless.
From there to a huge investment in a plan for Friar Tuck Resort. Explain that story, please.
That's right. Friar Tuck Resort in Catskill closed about a decade ago, but now new investors from Queens want to rename the property the Mindfulness Resort and have 400 rooms, banquet and entertainment space, a spa, and small retail stores. They've even floated the idea of an ice skating rink and water park on site. Renovations and construction have an estimated cost of $60 million to $120 million, according to Savarino Companies, who is a Buffalo builder hired by the new owners. The buyers paid $5.8 million, according to a deed filed in the Greene County Clerk's Office, and the seller was L&H Resort Systems. L&H paid $2.4 million for the property in 2011 and had big plans, but they never came to fruition. The Friar Tuck Inn opened in the early 1970s, but struggled after the 2007-2009 recession because of weak demand for timeshare units. The former owners wound up filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and a year later, they closed the business and turned it over to Ulster Savings Bank, their largest creditor. Despite the purchase by L&H Resort Systems, the buildings have sat vacant. The new buyers are said to be experienced developers who have done substantial projects in the New York City area.
Melissa Mangini, she is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.